Hi.
Hi. Cool. Everybody hear each other?
Yes, I hear you.
Yeah. We want to talk now with Tommy from Soli Community, who is making a Soli work with four people who were arrested at night from 9th to 10th of July. And in Leipzig at Hildegardstrasse during the protests against deportation. Can you tell a little bit more what was happening at this night?
Yes, as you said, on 9th of July, there was planned to have a deportation of a Kurdish person to Spain because of the Dublin asylum system in Europe. And the police car was blocked for many hours by up to 500 people. And it was a really connecting moment for the neighborhood, because there were many different social groups working together and having the same aim to stop this deportation and to protest against the police violence the family had to face and against any deportation at all. And so there were many lefties, there were migrants, there were young, precarious people, and we were demonstrating together, shouting against deportation, sharing food and water over many hours, until the police started to take the person of the blocked police car out, and they made it quite smart with a distraction by hitting demonstrators on the other side of the police car. So, and they took him out, Mohammed, who was going to be deported, and they took him away. And in the beginning, it was not clear if he's still in the car or not, because people didn't really see anything. But like 1 hour later, we ended the demonstration because it was clear then that the person has left. But before people could go by themselves, the police started to push away all the former demonstrators and to free the police car. Yeah, and they were using sticks, they were using gas and pepper spray. And I would say at that time there were like 250 people, and almost all the people, all the demonstrators got hurt by the police, because they really escalated the situation. And also there was defense attacks by the demonstrators, so it came to a riot on the street. And yeah, especially the police was really violent, so there are videos showing that they are throwing garbage bins on people who are like running away, or they are hitting people laying on the ground, or also spray pepper spray to in the face of journalists and so on. Yeah, so stones and bottles were also thrown by the demonstrators to defend or like to show the protest against the police action.
And you said about 250 people showed up. That's quite a high number in a little city like Leipzig. Was it like spontaneously, or have there been like discussions in the neighborhood beforehand, or do you know something about that?
So the mobilization was, we were all surprised that up to 500 people maximum came to the demonstration. It was all shared in social groups, like social media groups, or people were walking by, and I think there was a really high attendance to deportations at all, because like Eisenbahnstraße, the neighborhood is really a migrant area or left-wing area, so all people had to face the topic of racism or deportation or police violence. So I think there were many people just for solidarity, or because they also have to face deportation maybe. So it was already a topic in the neighborhood. But on this special day that so many people for many hours gathered, this was really special and really unique actually as well.
Yeah, it sounds super cool and powerful. And
Can you tell us about the trial? What have happened? How's it going? I heard there's some good news and for our bad news.
Sorry for interrupt, but maybe we should stick a little bit. I mean, there have been the clashes with the police, and the deportation was not stopped in the end, and there have been repression after the clashes. I mean, maybe before some court, if listeners don't know about any repression or something, it's kind of okay.
Yes, so there was a lot of repression on that day in the form of police violence, but like repression still going on, especially to three people who were arrested. Should I come to the trial, or do you have another question to the riot itself?
It's not about the riots. I mean, no. There have been arrests, three arrests, and then as I know, there were two persons like imprisoned in pretrial detention, and one was released after some months, and the other was like in prison
from July
and
this Monday. Yes, there were three arrested people. One was released immediately because he was underage. And yes, one was in detention for 2.5 months and the other one for 7 months. So since July until Monday, there was the third day of the trial. And this is already a scandal because Eamon, who was imprisoned for 7 months, his father and the only caring child, the only caring parent for a three-year-old daughter. And what is also quite showing the political dimension of the trial itself is also that both people don't have a German nationality. And now they are accused to resistance and attacks of the police and breach of peace. So this means like violence out of a crowd with dangerous objects like bottles or stones. And Eamon is also prosecuted for insult while imprisoning. And maybe before I say to the trial what happened support. So we founded the Solidarity Committee I'm also speaking for now, and we are supporting all the people who were in detention. And also on the next day there was a demonstration against the deportation and the police violence before, and there also people got or had to face repression because the police said go away, and they didn't go away, so now they have to face a fee as repression. Yes, and we also, with other people and groups of the neighborhood, we organized a street festival, which was like to connect the neighborhood, to talk about how we can connect even more and what we can do when there are situations like this again. And also there were lots of analysis of the police action and public relation work. So quite big solidarity movement afterwards.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah
maybe
trial.
Trial? Yes. I already said like they really wanted to have a trial to show that like the guilt of this riot is the demonstrators and not the police, like this really political intention and really a show trial. So they really want to show that it is not okay to blockade deportations, to show civil disobedience. And this is actually really bad. So we have already 3 days done, and there will be 3 days more until we have a sentence. There's a judge which is really like a law and order dude. He's really strict, especially with the audience when we show a little happiness, for example, when Eamon got released, then he was like really shouting at us all the time, and also the defense, he makes it really strict with the questions the defense has. And what is really special but really common also on the other hand side is that there are only witnesses of the police. And the real problem is that we have problems with the cop culture, with the core spirit, so that the police did a lot of things wrong on this evening, but the police witnesses don't say it. They are just like defending each other and not telling the truth, in our opinion, or in the opinion of the people who have lived all this violence.
There's also been the attempt to blame one of the cops for his racist behavior, which totally failed, yes, as far as I know.
Yes, definitely. And in the audience, there's also police uniformed and in civil, and they are writing all the time, and we know that they are preparing the witnesses for their hearings and also working with each other, what they can say, what they shouldn't say, and so on. And the only evidence for the guilt of Eamon is one policeman who is a civil cop, so he was not in a uniform on the demonstration. He was dressed normally, and the first 2 days he didn't come because of vacation or something, and on the third day he said some things and really blamed Eamon again. But then really central points, which are really important to balance if it is true what he's saying or not, he said like, no, I'm not allowed to say it. Yeah, and then he was released because they couldn't say anything. They have to answer the question in a letter. Yeah, so the third day was ended this way. There's still no evidences for the guilt of Eamon, and that the policeman didn't really say anything now is also the reason why he got released of detention.
Eamon, it was released.
Yes, Eamon, exactly.
Yeah. Finally.
Because they can't leave him in detention when there are no evidences at all. And he has a 3-year-old daughter he has to care for.
I mean, they could before, but...
Yeah, they had finally already 7 months ago they should have done that. Yeah, but they didn't.
Yeah, we are slowly running out of time, and I want to ask, the next trial will be at the 2nd of March, yes, as I know, at the Amtsgericht, and it's very cool, even if the people are kind of free to go to support them. It's probably in the morning, early morning, yes. As usual they do. You know when?
Yes, at 9 o'clock.
Okay, and... And I hope that it's going good with Eamon now. What people can do more? What kind of solidarity they can show right now?
So the Eamon and Sasha, they are really happy about letters or solidarity photos. You can just send to the email address of the Soli Committee. You find it on the internet. Also, all we have written. Like the trial courts, we made like...
Reports,
exactly. Yes, you can read what was said by the police, what was said and asked by the lawyers. Yeah, that's really interesting. Also, the connections of the police with neo-Nazis has also been shown, or a false statement by a policeman also. So it's quite interesting. And this sentence has a... really big meaning for civil obedience, or to blockade demonstrations, or to the fundamental principles of our state of law at all, because when there are no evidences that somebody did a crime, then you can't sentence him. And that's the case here. And it's all about the political intention of the trials and the repression against left people.
Yeah, maybe you can spell the direction of the web, the address in the internet shortly.
Yes, it's L-E-L-E.
home.blog.
yes, exactly. .home.blog.
Okay, thank you very much for taking time to talk with us.
And for sharing. Yeah.
Sharing information and maybe.
Yeah, thank you really much.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
So we're gonna have another track. Maybe you can say something about it, Rita.
Yeah, it's a cover. It's a Polish project called Zdrada Polki, and it's a cover, kind of an anti-Polish song called "Czarne Lisy Nie Zdają Na Wlast." Enjoy.